a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Mm. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. And since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? This is a lab coat. Some people call them smocks. But you put them on when you feel like being very scientific. Maybe your mom or your dad wears one of these at work. You see, it's more than an apron. An apron usually covers up the front of you, but a smock or a lab coat covers up the whole part of you. I guess you're wondering what might be in the big box. Well, it's a heavy one today. Let me see now, how many things are in here? One, two, three, four things. They're all different sizes. I'll show you the smallest one first. Can you tell what it is? Do you think it's real or is it a toy? It's a toy. A toy turtle. Mm-hmm. Okay, toy turtle, right over there you go. Everything else is real. Not just a toy. That is a conch shell. An animal lives in there sometime. Mm-hmm. And this is sort of its house. Yeah. Its armor. That protects it. Lives in the sea, in that shell. Now, look. Oh, you're sleeping, aren't you? This is called a painted turtle. It's not really painted with paint, but it has such a pretty design. It's sleeping, but it's real. It's alive. See the design? It really looks as if something or somebody painted it. Alrighty. See, they're getting bigger and bigger. Wait till you see number four. Now, I'm not going to hurt him by pulling him up by the tail because that's the way you're supposed to. Are you ready for Mr. Armadillo? Okay, here we go. Okay, I'll put you down. This is an armadillo. Fine. Mm-hmm. See, this is his only protection, right here. It's sort of like wearing armor. Yeah. He doesn't have any big teeth. He doesn't have any venom. You know, he couldn't go like a snake and go like that and hurt anybody. So, if any big animal or any person would come along, you see, he'd just put his head right in and go right in his shell. Mm-hmm. That's right. Some people are mean to animals, you know. And some people are very kind to them. And sometimes you feel sometimes people are good. And they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people get wet, and their parents get upset. But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people make noise, and they break another's toys. But the very same people who are noisy sometimes are the very same people who are quiet sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who are bad sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Armadillo didn't care. Coming! Armadillo didn't care too much for the turtle, did he? Yes.
Good day, Mr.
Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, delivery of the heavy one for you today,
sure
Mr.
Is.
Rogers. I'll have to adjust
Thank
time
you.
Right here on the dotted line. I'll balance that there for you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. Couldn't you stay? I'd like you to see our armadillo.
Armadillo? Where is the young
right
man?
Right there in the corner.
Oh, hello there, armadillo, but I can't stay to talk today. A lot of deliveries to do, Mr. Rogers. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely. Always busy. I don't remember what I ordered from him. Let's see. He's always bringing people things. Oh, that's right. The armor. I knew we wanted to talk about armor today, and this is a real man's armor. It's the kind of thing that you put on and walk around like this. All of that goes under. Uh-oh. All of this clanky stuff. People who wore armor were afraid of what other people might do to them. See if I can get this tied. Here. Ready now? I'm gonna hide behind the armor. Here we go. How do you do? Peek-a-boo. People who wore armor like this rode horses. Let's ask picture if he could show us any men with armor and horses. Picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all another man with armor? Great. Look at the big sword. See? And the shield. How about a man with armor with a horse? Good. See? Even the horse is protected up there. And the man has all his like this. Yes, sir. Now, what might happen to a man sometimes if he couldn't balance himself too well? It was easy to fall, too, in armor. Now, another man, well, that same man when he got back up on a fancy horse again. Very good. Thank you very much, Picture. See, even the horse is protected. That's right. I feel like I'm right in a cave with this. Go. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me while I get back here. Somebody's trying to get us on the telecan. Hello? Oh, hi, Edgar. How are you? I thought things would be happier this week. Yeah. Oh, King Friday's had a portrait painted. Oh, we'd like to see it. Could we come? All right, we'll count to 13, won't we? And go to King Friday's special room. We'll count, Edgar. Thank you. Ready to count with the traffic light? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Yes, well, I'm glad you like it, Scientist Alder.
Yes, I think it's a very fine painting, King.
It has my combat helmet on the top.
Yes, I was wondering about that when I first saw it.
Yes, well, that commemorates my fight from last week.
Oh?
Yes. Do you do any painting yourself?
Well, I do a little painting around the house, the trim work and the like, but my children do a lot of painting.
Yes, I see.
Yes. In fact, I have a scientific experiment that shows the difference between the paint that I might use around the house and the paint that the children would use.
A scientific experiment, what I always like you to bring me. Yes, well,
yes.
Proceed, please.
Now, as you can see, this black paint that we have here,
yes.
This is the kind of paint that the children would have to use, and this is what we call a watercolor paint. That is, it's mainly made of water.
I see.
And if they should happen to spill it, or if I should happen to spill it on the floor, it will clean up very easily with water.
Yes, because grown-ups can be messy just the way children can.
Oh, yes, very much so. This gray paint, however, is the paint that I use to trim the house and like, and it will not wash off with water, and there's a very good reason for that, and I'd like to talk about that as I show you about it a little bit.
Good.
You see, I have two beakers over here to try to remove the paint from, the liquid inside the beakers, that is.
Yes.
In the one, I have the water, and in the other, I'm going to put some turpentine.
Well, they look alike, Scientist Alder.
Yes, but even though they look alike, they're really very different. Mm-hmm. One way that they're different is in their smell. Here, would you smell the water?
It doesn't smell much at all.
No, in fact, we say it's odorless. That is, it has no odor at all. Now, smell the turpentine.
Oh, it smells a bit like gasoline.
Yes, it probably does, because they both belong to the same kind of liquid family, we might say.
I see.
Yes. Now, if you'll notice, I'm going to dip this first cloth into the water and see if we can just use water to remove the water paint that the children use around the house. And you can see, with just water, we can clean up that paint. Right. And this helps Mother, if she has to clean up the house, if some paint happens to be spilled on the floor, that she can remove the paint very easily.
Yes, what about water on the other one?
Well, I'll show you the water on the other paint and see what happens.
Nothing happens much at all, Scientist Alder.
Well, no, you see, that really wouldn't be good because if anything did happen, because if I painted the trim work of the house and it rained and water would wash away the paint, all my paint would be washed off the house every time it rained, you see.
Yes, but how do you take that oil paint off?
Well, that's where we use the turpentine.
Oh, I see.
And you can see, if we take the turpentine now and try to remove the paint,
it seems to be mixing. Well, there it is.
Yes, you see, the turpentine will remove the paint so that if we have to clean off some old paint of this kind or if some happens to be spilled on the floor, why, we can remove it with turpentine.
Hello, dears.
Oh, how are you doing?
Fairchild, how are you?
What are you doing?
Oh, just a little experiment here with some paints.
Oh, with paints. How lovely. Do you have any red?
Yes, I do.
Red paint? What for, Fairchild?
I'm going to paint the sky red.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, I like to look up at that sky, that beautiful blue sky, and think how lovely.
I want to paint the sky red. That's all there is to it.
You can't do that because the paint has to have something to stick to, like a towel or a canvas or something of that.
Oh, you boys get so excited. My paint will have something to stick to.
What does she mean, that Fairchild woman?
Here it is.
Oh, do you mean a painting?
Well, of course, of course. See my birds? I'll paint this right here red.
Oh. Well, if you want to paint that sky red, I have some very nice paints here that you can use, and I'd be glad to give them to you.
They look like they're all colors.
Well, yes, yeah, red in there, Lady Lane, if you want to use it.
Thank you, boys. Thank you so much. Oh, dear, I dropped it. I'll get them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Fairchild, I thought for a moment she meant the sky up there.
Oh, I'm glad she didn't.
Yes, I am too. Thank you, Scientist Alder. I would like to invite you to tea following this lovely scientific experiment.
Well, thank you very much.
I shall be ready for that tea in 486 seconds.
Yes,
in the tea room.
Yes, Your
You know, that's just down the hall from the S room.
And to think, Lady Elaine painting the sky red. Well, of course she could paint it red if it's her own painting. Did you see Scientist Alder's lab coat?
Take my armor off. It looked very much like this one, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's good for painting lab coats and good for scientific experiments. It's about time for the trolley. I'm just trying to decide which one of these should take a ride. I think the armadillo's happy in his corner. And this one's pretty big for the trolley. And so's that, so I think maybe we'll just take the toy turtle and put him on the trolley, all right? Come along. It must be time for the trolley now. Let's look and see. Well, there's Daniel's clock. And the museum go-round. And X's tree. And Henrietta's house. And the factory. And there comes the trolley. Come on in, trolley. How are you? How are you? Everything peaceful in the neighborhood today? Trolley, would you take this toy turtle for a ride, please? Just like him to go into the neighborhood of make-believe. Off we go.
Madame Fairchild.
Well, wait till you see what I've done today, dear. I've painted a picture.
Oh, c'est joli, ce peinture. J'aime bien les oiseaux.
Les oiseaux, what's that mean, dear?
Les oiseaux, ça veut dire the birds. The birdies.
Oh, les oiseaux, or the birds. Oh, good. How do you like the sky?
Le ciel est rouge.
Yes, I like a red sky. You know, you can paint anything that you want when it's yours.
Oui, c'est vrai. Madame Fairchild, dites-moi, vous avez fait beaucoup de changements dans ce voisinage.
Changement, that must mean change.
C'est vrai. Vous avez fait beaucoup de changes around here.
Well, I'm not talking about that this week. I'm sure you'll get used to your new place here, and, well, I'll just take my painting and go. Toot toot, grand-père.
Well, au revoir, Madame Fairchild. Oh, regardez le trolley. Bonjour, trolley. Bonjour.
I wonder what the trolley's brought us now. Oh. A toy turtle. How nice. Thank you very much, trolley. Bye now. Thank you again. I think I'll take this toy turtle over to X. I bet he'd like to see it. Whoops! Oh. I don't want a knot hole in the nose there, X.
No, how in the world do you sound, Salter?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, great. Oh, I'm just nifty myself. Yeah, you stand back. I mean,
sure.
I wouldn't want you to hurt your nose. Of course, it wouldn't come off, you know.
No, it's very hard and fixed in place very well.
Yeah, noses don't come off. Even my big beak doesn't come off.
No, I doubt that.
Yeah, noses do not come off. Yeah, what do you have?
I have a toy turtle for you.
Hey, hi there, toy turtle. How in the world are you? Toy turtles don't have feelings, do they?
No, just the real ones.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know somebody I've been visiting with?
No, I,
Well, Lady Elaine Fairchild. She just came over here, and she's brought a painting.
She did?
Yeah, would you like to see it?
Oh, I sure would.
Wait just a minute. Hey, okay. Lady Fairchild.
Yes, dear?
Come on up. Scientist Alder's here.
Oh, good. Hello there.
Hello.
Well, I did the sky, just like I said I would.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
Oh, it's very nice, Lady Elaine.
It's a red sky, Lady Elaine.
I know. It's my sky, so I just make it just exactly what I want.
Hmm. What about those birds there?
Yeah, don't you like them? That one over there looks like Uncle Harry, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess he does. Does he look like Uncle Harry to you, Santa Stalder?
Well, I guess he could look like an Uncle Harry if he wanted to.
Probably an Uncle Harry gull. You know, that's a heron gull there.
Yes, I know.
What?
A heron gull. You find them near the seashore, that little one over there. Yeah. And you know what this one over here is? This is a red-winged blackbird. And the middle one is a crane.
Oh, nice. A red-winged blackbird, crane, and Uncle Harry.
No, a heron gull. Heron gull.
Hey, that's nifty. You know that I would love to learn more about birds.
What do you mean by that, Lady Elaine?
Well, I mean, I would like to learn their names and the things that they do. And
well, how do you feel about that, Senator?
Well, I think that's a fine thing to know myself. I take great pride in knowing a lot of bird names.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Just a minute. Don't tell the answer to this question out. Lady Elaine, what kind of bird do you think I am?
Well, a woodpecker.
Oh, no, I'm not a woodpecker, am I, Sinus Alder?
No, I don't
guess
think...
again.
Oh, let me see. One of those Baltimore Orioles?
No, I'm not a Baltimore Oriole either. No, Lady Lane, I am an owl. An O-W-L owl.
Oh, boy, that's nifty. You know what I'd like to know? I'd like to know if you'd like to teach me the names of all the birds.
All the birds? Oh, there are loads and loads of them, Lady Lane, but I sure could try to tell you some of them. But you know what the first thing you have to do for bird watching?
What is it? Go out with a nice big net and go through the fields and...
No, sir. You have to learn how to sit quiet, don't you, Sinus?
Yes, that's right. You don't want to scare the birds away when you're watching them.
That's right. Do you know what, Lady Lane? That's your first lesson. Would you like to try it now?
Oh, you mean just plain sitting quiet like that?
Yes, but you have to do it for 13 seconds. Would you count to 13, Sinus Dollar, and
sure.
Just test your...
You mean I'm having my first test in bird watching now?
That's right. You try.
Are you ready?
Okay, just a second till I get comfortable.
Okay.
Now pretend you're sitting out in the field and you're waiting for the birds to come. Now Sinus Alder will count to 13. Ready? Get set. Go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh,
she didn't quite make it.
Not quite till 13.
No.
And Lady Elaine, let me tell you one thing. You don't have to hold your breath the whole time.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought you just had to go, that. Well, let me try once more, okay?
All right, once more, Sinus Dollar.
Okay, are you ready?
Just a second. Now I'm ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
you can breathe.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, I made it. I made
very
it.
Good.
You passed your first test, Lady Elaine. Okay, now let me see if you have the names of those three on the painting again. Okay.
All right, now, let me see. This is Mr. Duralia, Bish, Grotnot, and Uncle Harry.
No, I mean the proper names, not the made-up ones.
Oh, let me see. Red Wing Blackbird.
Red Wing Blackbird.
Right.
And that's the one that...
That's a crane.
Oh, a crane.
Right.
And, Uncle Harry. What was Uncle Harry? A gull. Was that right? A heron gull?
Good for you, Lady Elaine. Good for you. You did the first lesson beautifully. Now, we'll work more on that tomorrow, okay?
Okay, dear.
Okay, Sinus Dollar, thanks for helping us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I'll take my painting, please, dear.
All right.
Oh, thank you. That's really fun. Toot
bye.
Toot.
Would you shut the knot hole, please?
Sure.
Down we go, Lady Elaine.
Oh, gee, I almost forgot. I have to be back at the castle for tea in 2.5 seconds. All right. Bye, trolley.
Thank you, trolley. How was your trip, Toy Turtle? Good. Do you know much about birds? I don't either. Maybe we can just learn right along with Lady Elaine Fairchild while X teaches her. She has funny names for them, doesn't she? Gee, our visits go quickly. Look at my watch and it's going whoop around like that. It's almost time to go. Well, I must pack up here. That is. I sure can't get this in. Yes.
Oh, Mr. Rogers, the museum would like to have their armor back. Can I take it over to them now, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, but I'm having trouble getting it in the
box. Well, I'll help you, Mr. Rogers, quickly, because we have to hurry back. Let me put this one in first, Mr. Rogers. Like this, and And now the stockings, Mr. Rogers, and next the helmet. Is it on? I'll carry it right to Mr. Rogers.
You're mighty good at that, Mr.
In experience of these delivery service, Mr. Rogers. Well, I'll just take it like this and carry it out the front door, Mr. Thank you. Thank you. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Busy man, Mr. McFeely. Well, it's almost time for me to go, but I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day.
Come on.
We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you then. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.